Good morning, church.
各位早晨。
It's so good to see all your faces once again.
我開心再一次見到大家嘅面孔。
I'm so thankful to be able to preach to you guys for a second time.
我好感恩今日能夠第二次同大家講道。
Yeah, and I just want to take a moment to thank all of you guys.
我想藉住呢個機會咧，係向大家感謝。
Interning here was an amazing experience.
喺度實習係一個好好嘅經驗。
And you all were such kind faces that were so welcoming to me.
因為你們每一個呢都是很友善，對我很歡迎。
God has definitely worked in my life through you.
特別是透過你們在我的生命中神是工作。
And I'm so thankful that I had the experience of being here.
所以我很感恩能夠有機會在這裡實習。
It's crazy how time flies.
是不是時間過得很快呢？
And how it's already the end of summer.
已經去到暑假的尾段。
Fall is starting soon.
而秋季就來開始了。
I went to Starbucks and they have pumpkin spice lattes already.
我去咗咖啡店咧，佢哋已经出咗呢个南瓜口味嘅咖啡。
And since we're nearing the end of a series as well, I thought that it would make sense to reflect on where we started.
咁我哋咧亦都去到我哋呢个讲道系列嘅最尾端。咁我觉得咧，我都可以再睇一睇我哋之前所讲过嘅。
At the beginning of July, Pastor Andy preached about the lame beggar.
咁喺七月頭嘅時候咧，安牧師開展呢個講道系列，就講到一個瘸腿嘅。
The lame beggar was a man who would wait near the same gate by the temple every single day。
呢個瘸腿嘅乞丐咧，佢就喺每一日咧喺當時候嘅聖殿門前係行乞。
He would sit and beg for money and food。
佢每一日都喺嗰度坐，等人施捨錢同埋食物。
He was unable to move his legs for his entire life, which was 40 years。
他是四十年以来都没办法是行走的。
But then two men passed by.
但是有两个人经过。
Peter and John.
彼得和约翰。
These were disciples of Jesus.
他们是耶稣的门徒。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, they healed this man.
凭着圣灵的力量，他们医治了这个瘸腿的人。
So he did what I would imagine he would do.
我就想象他会做什么。
He jumped, he danced.
他就起来赞美跳舞。
And he went into the temple.
并且进入圣殿里面。
It was a public display of the work of God.
这个是被众人都见得到神的工作。
Yet despite this, Peter and John faced opposition for healing him.
虽然这件是美好的医治的事，但是彼得约翰因此而被逼迫。
This is where our story today begins.
这个就是我今天要开展我的讲道的故事。
Throughout the book of Acts, we see a lot of patterns and cycles that repeat themselves.
我们在看到《使徒行传》里面有很多的循环的。
The main one we see is this.
其中一个循环是这样的。
It starts with proclamation.
首先就是有一个宣告。
Somebody being emboldened to speak through the Holy Spirit.
有一些人透过圣灵赐给他们的胆量就讲道。
And they share the good news of Jesus.
他们是宣讲主耶稣的名。
This is followed by a miraculous sign.
跟住咧，就見得到咧，會有奇蹟行事跟奇蹟神事跟隨。
Somebody is healed, or God is shown in a clearly supernatural way.
有人得醫治啦，或者神行咗一個奇蹟，係好明顯嘅奇蹟。
The lame beggar was one of these testimonies.
咁呢個被醫治嘅瘸腿係一個嘅見證之一。
But our story starts at the next step when Peter and John face opposition.
而我今日嘅講道咧，係想講到話。这个循环里面的下一步就是他们面对反对和逼迫。
Throughout the book of Acts, the name of Jesus always elicits an emotion out of people.
很多时候在圣经里面见到当耶稣的名被提到的时候，很多人会有不同的情绪反应。
However good or bad.
无论是好的情绪反应或者坏的情绪反应。
This meant that often Christians were rejected. This meant that often Christians were rejected.
咁好多时候咧，嘅意思即系话咧，基督徒系会被反对
，or faced brutal persecution, even death.
甚至咧系被残暴嘅迫害，甚至死亡。
Yet despite all of this happening,
就算呢啲嘅发生
，there is always an expansion of the church that takes place.
但系反而咧会见得到咧，教会系得以扩展成长。
The church grows in strength and in numbers.
教会在力量上面同埋人数上面有增长。
In Acts 4, we see Peter and John, who after being seized and thrown into jail, are now facing the Sanhedrin.
咁我哋见得到咧，喺第《使徒行传》第四章里边，彼得同埋约翰咧，佢哋被拉咗之后咧，佢哋要面对公会。
But before I go any further, I want to explain what the Sanhedrin is.
咁我再講多啲之前咧，想大解釋俾大家知咩係公會。
The Sanhedrin was an organization of sorts. A better word would be a council.
咁公會咧，其實係一個嘅組織啦。咁或者咧，佢哋係一個帶有法律性嘅宗教組織。
It consists of multiple groups of important people.
咁喺呢一個嘅組織裏邊咧，有唔同嘅類別嘅人。
They are considered leaders of the church.
佢哋都係重要嘅教會裏邊嘅領袖。
And they were seen as the most authoritative voices aside from God's.
咁佢哋被視為除神以外最有權力嘅聲音。
While I was figuring out how to explain this, I came across a YouTube video.
咁我諗緊點樣向大家解釋啦，咁我就見到一個嘅短片。
It described the Sanhedrin in 2 minutes, and so I want to show some images from that video.
咁咧嗰個嘅影片咧係兩分鐘就講解釋咗乜嘢係公會。咁我就想俾大家睇睇。
Because what's easier to understand than stick figures, right?
咁樣因為睇影片係容易啲理解嘅。
As you can see, or if you can't count as fast as me, that is 71 people.
咁咧，如果你數下咧，你見到呢度有咧71個嘅火柴人。
This would have meant Pharisees, Sadducees, and other important leaders were part of this group.
咁佢喺裏邊咧有啲乜嘢人咧？有啲好重要嘅人就係譬如法利賽人啦、祭司長啦、大祭司啊、文士等等。
Even the high priest.
甚至大祭司都在其中。
These men would refer to all the scriptures and hold people accountable for what they believed God would want them to do.
佢哋咧係教導子民咧關於神嘅律法，並且咧係要讓人去緊守。
They formed laws based on their interpretations and would put these expectations onto society.
但係咧，佢哋用佢哋嘅解釋去解釋神嘅律法，並且咧用佢哋嘅方法咧要人去跟隨。
I would imagine this power occasionally boosted their egos.
我相信咧呢種咁樣嘅權力咧，令到佢哋好多時候都有啲自大。
After all, the members of the Sanhedrin were human too.
但係因為其實我哋呢啲嘅呢一班嘅公會裏邊嘅人都係普通人。
We for sure see this during a different trial that they have.
咁我哋見得到佢哋有另外一個嘅審判啦。
And this is the trial of Jesus.
咁佢哋咧就係另外一個審判嘅例子咧，就係佢哋審判耶穌。
It would have looked something like this.
咁嗰個嘅審判係咁嘅。
When the council would come together to hold a trial, many members would stand in a large semicircle.
咁咧，如果公會咧佢哋要進行一個審判的話咧，佢哋就會圍成一個半圓圈咁樣。
They would hold these trials when they believed someone was going against what God would want.
佢哋呢啲嘅審判咧，就係為咗佢哋覺得有人做嘅嘢違背咗神嘅律法。
They would warn them or even sentence them to death accordingly.
就會係喺公開喺人面前咧，去警告佢哋，甚至到咧係會處罰佢哋，用石頭釘死佢哋。
And now we see Peter and John who are standing before the Sanhedrin.
咁我哋見得到現在咧就係彼得同埋約翰咧就企喺呢個公會嘅面前啦。
In the same position that Jesus was in.
就好似耶穌之前面對嗰個審判一樣。
So even though Peter and John are not Jesus,
就算彼得同約翰佢哋當然唔係耶穌啦。
They are living like Jesus to these people in this moment.
但係對其他人嚟講咧，佢哋覺得彼得同約翰咧，佢哋活出嘅生命就好像耶穌所做嘅事一樣。
Meanwhile, Peter and John were just two ordinary guys.
但其實彼得約翰真係兩個平凡嘅人啫。
They were followers of Jesus, but before that, they were fishermen.
佢哋係耶穌嘅跟隨者，再之前佢哋只不過係漁夫。
They loved a good day's work.
佢哋就係每日咁工作啦。
Working with their hands.
用佢哋嘅手工作啦。
And we also know they were not very educated.
而且我哋都知道咧，佢哋都唔係受過好高深嘅教育。
They did not have a rabbi before Jesus.
喺耶穌之前咧，佢哋冇一個拉比，即係老師。
This means that they didn't have a high enough education to have a rabbi.
意思即係話咧，佢哋冇一個接受一個嘅高級啲嘅教育，所以佢哋係冇一個嘅拉比嘅。
Because learning under one was an honor.
因為在拉比之下去受教育咧，係一種嘅榮耀嚟嘅。
So it's really unconventional when Jesus is the one asking them to follow him.
咁所以當時嚟講咧，由一個拉比耶穌咧去邀請啲學生去跟隨佢咧，其實係好唔尋常嘅。
He calls Peter a bold go-getter.
咁佢叫耶穌佢叫彼得係一個有膽量嘅人。
A man who pushes the limits of society.
佢話彼得係可以去挑戰呢一個社會嘅限嘅。
And then he calls John, a quieter type with a talent for writing.
咁然後咧，佢就呼召約翰，佢係一個嘅比較靜嘅人，但係佢係一個好識寫書寫嘅人。
We find that throughout the story, Peter and John are very different.
我哋見到彼得同埋約翰其實係好唔同嘅性格。
But God still uses them just as much as one another.
咁但係神同樣嘅對佢兩個都係使用。
Our story starts with Peter stepping out in boldness.
咁我哋見得到咧喺呢度彼得佢踏出咗一個好有膽量嘅一步。
In verse 8, we encounter this very important phrase.
喺《使徒行傳》四章八節嗰度，彼得講咗一句好重要嘅説話。
Filled with the Spirit.
佢話要被聖靈充滿。
This phrase becomes another thing repeated throughout the book of Acts.
咁其實呢一句嘅説話咧，我哋喺《使徒行傳》裏邊見到不斷嘅出現。
In Peter's case, he speaks out with courage against his oppressors.
咁彼得係滿有膽量嘅對住壓迫佢嘅人能夠説話。
And stands for the name of Jesus to the very people who sentenced him to death.
係對住呢啲將主耶穌係處死嘅人咧，彼得能夠憑住有膽量面對佢哋。
And he makes sure they know it too. He makes sure that the Sanhedrin.
咁所以彼得係亦都讓公會嘅人清楚嘅知道佢係滿有膽量係因為聖靈。
In verse 10 it says this.
喺第十節佢咁樣講：你們眾人和以色列百姓都當知道，站在你們面前的這人得痊癒。是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督。
Now this is a proclamation if I've ever seen one.
呢一个咧系一个非常之大胆嘅宣告。
This would have especially stung because not everybody who was part of the Sanhedrin believed that Jesus even rose from the dead.
佢要咁样讲出嚟，因为咧佢彼得知道咧喺公会里边当时有好多人甚至唔相信耶稣已经从死里复活。
And now Peter is saying that he did.
彼得說耶穌復活了。
And he's connecting it to the fact that this miracle happened.
並且他彼得將耶穌復活的事件和這個人得醫治連上。
They cannot ignore the fact that someone who couldn't walk now can dance.
你不可以是無視一個人從來都不懂行路，現在可以起身跳舞走路。
The testimony of this man is critical.
因為呢一個佢對個人嘅被醫治嘅見證係重要嘅。
In the verses to follow, it's constantly talking about how they can't deny this.
咁其實喺以後嘅經文裏邊都見得到咧，佢哋係冇辦法去否認呢件事。
For me, this makes it super clear.
咁我希望解釋得再清楚啲。
That this reaction is based out of fear.
其實呢啲公會嘅人佢哋嘅感覺係佢哋嘅情緒係出於恐懼。
It's not the miracle they're afraid of.
佢哋唔係恐懼呢一個嘅神蹟。
It's not Peter and John.
唔係懼怕彼得約翰。
It's Jesus.
佢哋其實係懼怕耶穌。
And what the name of Jesus would mean for them.
並且主耶穌基督嘅名對於佢哋係咩意思？佢哋懼怕。
It says earlier in verse 2 that the leaders were greatly disturbed.
喺《使徒行傳》四章二節嗰度咧，佢講到話，嗰啲嘅公會嘅人咧係。因為呢件事非常煩惱。
They were disturbed because the men were proclaiming Jesus.
佢哋煩惱嘅原因係因為彼得約翰係宣告耶穌。
That's part of the cycle that we see.
呢個就係見到使徒所做嘅事。
And so Peter and John are seized.
咁因此彼得約翰被拉。
They're thrown into jail.
被下在監裏。
There's just something about the name of Jesus.
其實主耶穌嘅名。
That even though all this chaos is happening, the church can still expand.
就算在依一切嘅混乱逼迫之中，教会仍然因此得着增长。
We see this described in verse 4.
我哋都喺第四节嗰度见到。
That the number of believers grows to about 5,000.
相信嘅人差唔多到达5,000。
As we see the cycle unravel, we see that this is not just the cycle of the book of Acts.
我哋見得到，當呢一個嘅循環繼續發生嘅時候，我哋就明白到唔係只係發生在《使徒行傳》之中。
This is the cycle of what the Spirit can do as He fills the believer。
呢一個嘅循環係就係聖靈充滿信徒嘅時候會發生嘅循環。
Peter, when filled with the Spirit, proclaimed Jesus。
當彼得被聖靈充滿嘅時候，佢宣告耶穌。
Notice how he did not do so on his own。
你見得到佢唔係靠住自己嘅能力做
，or with only his set of skills，
唔係憑佢自己所擁有嘅技能。
He needed the Spirit to fill him。
佢需要聖靈充滿佢。
If you've read through the Gospels, you know that Peter has always been a forward guy。
如果你睇聖經嘅時候，你就知道其實彼得好多時候都係好直接嘅。
He sees Jesus walking on water and jumps in the water too.
他見到耶穌行在水面上，他又跳下去一份。
Somebody's threatening Jesus and he cuts their ear off.
有人想拉耶穌，他又切了人家的耳朵。
But I was watching a sermon the other day.
我那天在聽另一個講道。
And the pastor said something that really stuck out to me.
那個講員說了一句話，也令我很留心的。
That Peter was actually really timid and weak.
他说彼得其实是一个非常之胆怯并且软弱的人。
We know that when it really counted, Peter didn't say that he was associated with Jesus.
我们看到主耶稣被拉的时候，他不认耶稣。
He didn't proclaim his name, he denied his name three times.
他不单止没有宣告耶稣的名，甚至否认耶稣三次。
We see later that Jesus redeems Peter.
后来我们看到耶稣去挽回彼得。
So this is not to say that Peter is always weak.
我的意思不是说彼得成日都是这么软弱。
But it is to say that Peter is weak without Jesus.
但我想说的意思是彼得没了耶稣是非常软弱。
He actually does not have the courage to proclaim Jesus without the Holy Spirit.
他没有圣灵的话，他没有能力去宣告耶稣。
We will not have courage without the Spirit.
我们同样没有圣灵的话，也都不能够有力量。
Or at least not the right kind of courage.
咁就冇咗圣灵嘅时候，我哋就算有嘅力量，都唔系应该有嘅力量。
If you take away anything from what I've said so far, I want it to be this.
咁我今日所讲嘅所有嘢，希望大家记住一点。
Knowing of the Holy Spirit is not enough.
单单认识圣灵系唔足够嘅。
We need to be fulfilled by Him.
我哋需要被圣灵充满。
And we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满。
As a result of being with Jesus.
原因是我们与耶稣同在。
Being with Jesus.
与耶稣同在。
I want to elaborate on this a little more with my favorite verse from this chapter.
我希望在这里再解释多一点，在这段故事里面其中一段的经文。
If you have a phone or a Bible, turn to it now so you can refer to it as we talk about it.
如果你有电话或者圣经，你可以翻开。
This is Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
就在《使徒行传》四章十三节。
4 verse 13.
四章十三节。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的平常人，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Let's talk about this.
我们再看看。
You can see I have on a new slide. It breaks down the verse into two sections.
咁咧，你見得到咧喺呢段經文裏邊咧，我將呢段經文咧分咗做兩段，好似。
If the slides aren't working, that's okay.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one. Next one. It's stuck.
Okay. All good.
Okay.
So in this verse, we see action words and we see descriptive words.
在这段经文里面，我见到一些的动词，也都见到一些的形容词。
There's the action words such as see, realized, and take note.
那三个的动词呢，就是见到、看出和认明。
And then we have the descriptive words like courage, ordinary, and with Jesus.
咁形容詞咧就係話佢哋嘅有膽量啦，佢哋平常人啦，同埋跟過耶穌嘅。
I paired these together and I want to talk about it。
咁我再將呢啲拉埋講一次。
When they saw the courage of Peter and John，
當佢哋見到彼得、約翰嘅膽量
，This statement in itself is miraculous。
呢句經文已經係非常之奇妙。
That Peter steps out in courage，
彼得係用膽量活行出。
And it's clear to them. They see it.
而公会的人很清楚见到。
The people saw the courage of Peter and John because they showed it.
公会的人能够见得到彼得、约翰的胆量的原因是因为彼得、约翰将这个胆量表现出来。
In the Gospels, Jesus tells the disciples to not fear the authorities in what they'll say.
在圣经里面，耶稣教导他的门徒，他说当要面对群众的时候，要有胆量，不要惧怕。
Because the Spirit will give them the words at the right time.
因为是受逼迫的时候呢圣灵会赐给他们当说的话。
This is what Peter and John are doing in this moment.
那这个就正正是彼得约翰在当时做的事。
I hate to break it to you guys, but school starts in a week.
那我好想不是很开心不过呢很快学校又要开学了。
And we as ordinary people might struggle with that.
我们呢作为一个普通人呢又要开学呢其实我们都有一些的挣扎的。
I know that in high school, I put a lot of pressure on myself.
我记得当我在中学的时候呢每逢开学呢我给自己很大压力。
No exaggeration, I had like a full crying session every other week about it.
我差不多呢每隔个礼拜呢就要大喊一次了。
I thought I had to get perfect grades.
因为我觉得我要攞满分。
And yes, God wants to see our effort.
咁当然啦，神希望见到我哋系努力嘅。
And to make the most of every opportunity.
希望见到我哋咧系尽用我哋嘅机会嘅。
But we also need to acknowledge we are ordinary people.
但系同一时间，我哋要承认我哋其实只不过系普通人。
The leaders who opposed Peter and John only realized the ordinariness of these men because they weren't hiding it.
公会能够见得到彼得、约翰他们的胆量的原因就是彼得和约翰呢是完全没有是将他们这一份的胆量隐藏。
They let them see their weakness and their need for God.
他们都是见到他们本身让人见到他们本身是一个平凡人。
Of all of the things that could have stood out to the Sanhedrin,
但是在这里所发生的事让公会见得到的
it was the ordinariness of Peter and John.
就是彼得约翰本身是一个没有学问的平常人。
That's what stuck out to them.
令到公会他们很奇怪。
And as they realized their ordinariness, they were astonished.
当他们发觉他们平常人的时候他们就很稀奇。
Because the courage and the ordinariness shouldn't have gone together.
因为一个这么有胆量的表现和一个本身他们是没有学问的平常人不是不拉不埋的。
But it did because of the Holy Spirit.
但是这两样东西可以走在一起是因为圣灵。
Have you been trying to be extraordinary?
你有没有试过成为一个不平凡的人呢?
Or to give an image of perfection?
被人觉得你是一个很完美的人呢?
Trying to be something that you're not, such as extraordinary or perfect.
如果你想表现成一个很不平凡,一个很完美的人,但其实我们本身不是。
Does not actually reflect the image of Jesus.
这样做并不会将耶稣基督的形象反映。
Even though Jesus was extraordinary and perfect,
耶稣当然是完美并且非凡。
We need to be who we are.
我们只需要做我们自己的本分。
Ordinary people.
做一个平常的人。
As we go back to school, I want you guys to remember that.
当我回到学校的时候，我希望大家能够记得。
Parents and kids.
家长或者小朋友。
It's not about being the superhero parent.
家长，你唔系要做一个完美超人家长。
And it's not about being the all-star kid.
小朋友或者青年人，亦都唔系要做一个明星级嘅青少年人。
It's all about being with Jesus.
你要做嘅就系你要与耶稣常在。
And slowing down so that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我哋要被圣灵充满。
So, the cycle of Acts shows how the Spirit works in people. The cycle of Acts shows how the Spirit works in people.
所以《使徒行传》这个循环给我们见得到圣灵怎样在人中工作。
But even simpler and deeper than that,
但是虽然好像很简单，但是更深的意思。
It's the cycle of what happens when we be with Jesus.
但其实是给我们见得这个循环给我们见得到跟耶稣一起的时候会怎样
It looks like admitting our weakness.
那就好像我们的软弱。
And not just talking when we pray, but actually listening.
那不单止讲出来并且我们要去祷告。
It's supposed to be a relationship we have with God.
这个是我们跟耶稣跟神的关系。
So are you letting him talk? So are you letting him talk?
你有冇容讓神對你說話呢？
Being with Jesus means being honest with him.
同耶穌同在嘅意思即係話我哋要對佢坦誠。
He already knows everything anyway.
Well, 佢雖然都係知道一切嘅事情。
One of the greatest things I ever did for my faith was actually yell at God.
咁其實有一我同神嘅相處裏邊有一樣嘢咧，我會做嘅咧，我覺得都好誠實咧，就係有時我都會對神發脾氣。
I felt like I wasn't allowed to do that.
我覺得我都可以容許被咁樣做嘅。
But God already knows, so be honest with Him.
咁因為咧，其實我知道神已經知道我嘅處境，所以我要對神誠實。
Being with Jesus is at the center of this cycle.
與耶穌同在就在呢一個嘅循環嘅中心。
But sometimes I think we put certain parts of the cycle on like a pedestal.
咁有時，但係我哋發覺有時我哋會將呢個循環裏邊嘅其中一啲部分咧高舉得滯。
Or we think that the steps come before being with Jesus.
我哋可能會覺得呢啲循環裏邊嘅步驟咧係比與耶穌同在更優先。
We say things like this.
我哋有時會咁講。
If I could just bring somebody to Jesus and convert them, then I will have done all I need to do.
有時候你會話，如果我能夠將同人傳福音，將佢帶咗信主咧，我要做嘅嘢就做完啦。
That's a misunderstanding of proclamation.
咁呢一個唔係呢個唔係正確對宣告宣講福音嘅認識。
Or we say to ourselves, if I could only witness a miracle, then I will not have doubt anymore.
或者你會覺得啊，如果我能夠見親眼見到一個奇蹟嘅話咧，我就唔會再信心動搖啦。
I thought that for a long time.
我曾經有一段時間係咁諗。
But then after even witnessing them, I still have doubts.
但我發覺我就算親眼見到神蹟咧，我仍然會信心軟弱。
Or maybe we wish we were in a different situation.
有時我哋甚至會希望自己喺一個唔同嘅處境。
Sometimes we even wish opposition upon ourselves.
有時我哋會話：哇，如果有對我身邊有逼迫發生的話咧。
Because we think if our faith isn't being tested, then it's not real.
有時我哋會覺得話我嘅信心冇受到考驗咧，就唔夠真實啦。
And in a way, that's true.
咁當然係真實係正確嘅。
But you also don't need to constantly be struggling.
但係其實你亦都唔需要不斷嘅係在信心中掙扎。
God is meant to be in your moments of praise too.
因為其實
God is meant to be in your moments of praise too.
咁因為神咧，其實亦都係佢亦都係值得你稱重嘅。
I want you to look at this cycle that we have.
我希望大家再睇呢一個循環一次。
And I want you to pick one thing, one of the stages.
咁希望大家咧揀一個嘅階段。
That you want to experience.
你係想希望經歷到嘅。
Maybe it's even expansion.
或者希望你希望教會能夠擴展成長啦。
Maybe we put too much value on the numbers of people attending church rather than the quality of church.
或者我哋係太過重視教會究竟教會有幾多嘅人數，而忽略咗教會我哋嘅實質。
For me, I would have said this is miracles.
對於我嚟講咧，我揀嘅咧就係奇蹟。
So think for a second which one.
所以你哋諗一諗，究竟邊一個階段係你想經歷嘅
？Yeah, which one you resonate with?
或者邊一個你係想經歷嘅邊一個咧
？These parts of the cycle are not reserved for the ultra spiritual.
其實呢度每一個嘅階段咧，唔係俾嗰啲超級屬靈人嘅。
They are not just for the people who have seen them before.
亦都唔係俾嗰啲以前已經經歷過嘅人嘅。
Or for the people who grew up around them.
或者唔係俾嗰啲喺呢啲環境中長大嘅人嘅。
They're not even just for the more expressive people.
亦都唔係俾嗰啲咧比較中意表達嘅人。
I know there's got to be some people in this room who struggle a bit with the idea of the Spirit.
咁我知道咧，我哋當中有啲人咧，可能對於經歷聖靈呢個有一啲嘅掙扎。
It just doesn't really feel like something for you.
你覺得呢個唔係你所需要去經歷嘅。
But this was for Peter and this was for John.
咁但係呢個係對彼得同埋約翰嚟講。
The extrovert and the introvert.
無論係俾邊一個人，對邊一個人
，the bold and the quieter，
係好似彼得咁樣有膽量，或者好似約翰一樣係咁 静嘅。
Maybe if you think about it, these things scare you.
或者你覺得諗呢一個嘅循環裏邊嘅步驟，令到你有啲卻步。
I know I felt that way before.
我因為曾經都有咁樣感受過。
But when we choose to be with Jesus, we can find ourselves capable.
但係當我哋與耶穌同在嘅時候，我哋會發覺我哋能夠經歷呢啲嘅事。
The cycle we've been talking about with Peter and John also happens with Paul later in Acts.
咁呢一個嘅循環，我哋見得到喺彼得、約翰身上面發生，同樣之後見得到喺保羅身上亦發生。
And it happens with a man named Stephen.
咁並且在使徒反身上。
He proclaims the message of God, and he's opposed against.
佢被宣告主耶穌嘅名，跟住咧就見到佢被反對迫害。
And it uses the same terminology we see in our story.
咁我哋見得到使徒反嘅故事裏邊用嘅詞語咧，同樣喺我哋呢一個故事裏邊係用到。
He is filled with the Spirit.
使徒反被聖靈充滿。
And the power of God.
憑住神嘅力量。
In high school, I was in art class.
咁當我在中學嘅時候咧，我喺畫畫班啦。
And I also went to a Christian school.
咁我當時係去一個基督教學校嘅。
And our main project for grade 12 was to make a painting of a biblical character.
咁我哋十二班嘅時候，畫畫班嘅其中一個題目就係要畫一個聖經人物。
And to portray the moment that would have been most important for them.
咁係畫出呢個聖經人物，佢呢個聖經人物最重要嘅一刻。
And so I painted this.
咁所以我畫咗呢張畫啦。
There should be a slide. This is Stephen.
呢個係使徒反。
Yes, it was based on a photo from Pinterest.
咁當然啦，我都係揾一張相，然後跟住嚟畫嘅。
I have not met Stephen in person.
我當然唔知史提凡咩樣啦。
And no, he is not pink.
咁佢唔係咁樣樣嘅。
But this moment elicits an emotion.
咁但係我想表達佢嘅情緒。
It's not just for those.Stephen himself experiences this emotion.
咁，史提凡佢呢啲有咁樣嘅經歷。
In our story, the people who saw Peter and John saw their courage and took note of it.
喺我哋之前嘅經文裏邊見得到咧，當時嘅人群咧見可以見到彼得、約翰嘅膽量。
But in order to do that, they needed to realize first who Jesus was.
咁但係彼得、約翰能夠咁樣做，佢哋本身就要知道認識耶穌係邊一個。
This moment is as Stephen is being stoned。
咁呢一個我將畫畫嘅咧，就係使提反佢被石頭釘死嗰刻。
After preaching a whole testament of the history of Jesus。
佢當時係講咗一篇嘅道關於耶穌嘅。
He did it because he was filled with the Spirit。
跟住佢被聖靈充滿。
But it's not just the Spirit。That's involved.
唔單止聖靈在當中有參與
，It's Jesus.
同樣耶穌亦都在當中與佢同在。
And it's clear that Stephen had been with Jesus.
咁亦都係好清楚見到聖經講使徒反見到耶穌。
Because this moment I tried to capture is the moment that he sees Jesus in heaven as he is dying.
我想呢張畫想畫出嘅時候，就係當使徒反被石頭釘死嗰刻，佢見到天開咗，佢見到耶穌。
It even says that he started to glow. It even says that his face lit up.
佢話佢嘅聖經入邊甚至講到佢嘅面開始發光。
We need moments like this.
我哋其實每一個都需要咁樣嘅一刻。
We may not have it while we're being stoned to death.
咁當然唔係話大家要被石頭釘死啦。
But we might have it in the ordinary day.
但係在我哋平常嘅一日裏邊。
As ordinary people.
作為一個平常嘅人。
Because if Stephen didn't have this relationship with Jesus,
因為如果使提反同耶穌冇呢一個同在嘅關係
，we're seeing him had such this connection for him.
咁我哋會見到佢就會
，we're seeing Jesus was an important connection for him.
咁我哋見得到咧喺呢一刻，使提反同埋耶穌係有一個非常緊密嘅聯繫。
Then he wouldn't have been filled with the Spirit.
佢就係會佢如果佢冇呢個聯繫嘅話，佢就唔會被聖靈充滿。
They go hand in hand with each other.
但係佢與耶穌同在同被聖靈充滿係要一連埋在一起嘅。
I'm going to invite the worship team to come up.
咁現在我邀請讚美小組再上嚟。
Because we have extra time to reflect today.
因為今日我希望大家做嘅咧就係一啲嘅思考。
We have more than one song.
我哋有一首歌。
And so I want you to use this time to talk to Jesus.
希望大家用呢段嘅時間係去與耶穌對話。
To be with him.
與佢同在。
We can't have these moments of proclaiming God and doing miracles.
或者我哋有機會有一啲嘅時間係可以去宣告耶穌係會行神蹟添。
If we are not with Jesus first.
但係我哋必須要先與耶穌同在。
It's the only thing that'll calm us.
呢個係唯一嘅途徑。
And if you need, maybe you have a certain situation in your mind.
或者你心裏邊你現在有啲嘅處境。
Such as the upcoming school year.
或者例如你擔學期開始啦。
Or a certain issue.
或者某一啲嘅事。
So take this time to lay it at His feet.
你可以將呢啲帶到耶穌嘅面前。
And if singing is going to distract you.
如果你覺得唱歌會令你分心的話咧。
Then don't talk to Him.
咁你可以唔唱歌，你只係禱告。
If standing is going to distract you, then don't.
如果你覺得企起身令到你係會分心的話咧。你咪坐低咯。
Sit and be with him.
坐低向佢祷告。
When we choose to be with Jesus and are filled with the Holy Spirit, it should be made visible.
咁当我哋选择与耶稣同在，并且被圣灵充满嘅时候，我哋应该系要被看见嘅。
When we proclaim the name of Jesus, the miraculous can happen.
当我哋去宣告耶稣嘅名嘅时候，奇迹神事系会发生嘅。
And as the miraculous happens, we will face opposition.
咁而奇迹神事发生嘅时候咧，我哋有机会会遇到迫害。
But as we do, and as testimonies are created, the church will find itself growing.
但系当我哋咁样，我哋如果我哋被迫害嘅时候，我哋意思即系话我哋嘅见证被看见，教会亦会因此得增长。
Growing in strength and growing in number.
教会能够有力嘅成长。
We may not always see the results.
有时或者我哋未必见到最后嘅结果。
But we can remember that the end of the cycle has so much more to it in the middle.
咁但系我哋要记得呢一个嘅循环嘅结尾咧，其实咧同呢个嘅循环嘅中心有好大关系。
God is always up to something good.
神系会行奇事嘅。
So let's worship today.
让我哋去敬拜。